what I'm talking about today is finding your place in the body of Christ. And we're the body of Christ. You know, sometimes we get lost in where we want to be in the body of Christ and how do we get into the body of Christ and what is our purpose and what are we here for? Today, I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 12. A person has one body, but has many parts. Yes, there are many parts, but all those parts are still just one body. Christ is like that too. Some of us are Jews and some of us are not. Some of us are slaves and some of us are free. But we all are baptized to become one through the Spirit, and we all are given that one Spirit. And a person's body has more than one part, it has many parts. The foot might say, I am not the hand, so I don't belong to the body. But saying this would not stop the foot from being a part of the body. The ear might say, I am not an eye, so that I don't belong to the body. But saying this would not make the ear stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, it would not be able to hear. If a whole body were an ear, it would not be able to smell. If each part of the body were the same part, there would be no body. But as it is, God put the parts in the body as he wanted them. He made a place for each one. So there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the foot, I don't need you. No, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are actually very important. Remember that. And the parts that we think are not worth very much are the parts that we give the most care to. And we give special care to the parts of the body that we don't want to show. The more beautiful parts don't need this special care. But God put the body together and gave more honor to the parts that needed it. God didn't need this so our body would not be divided. God wanted the different parts to care the same for each other. If one part of the body suffers, other parts suffer. If one part of the body is honored, the other parts share the honor. All of you together are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of that body. So every believer in this room is gifted by God. And you're gifted for service by God. And as this passage unfolds, you're going to see that while we differ in our gifts and abilities and our positions in the body, every single one of us is a vital part of the body of Christ. In verse 12, it makes it crystal clear that we're distinct in our functions, but we're still one body, right? The church, not the building, but the redeemed of God, is a living, breathing organism that's made up by millions and billions of parts, yet we're still a cohesive unit, and we are supposed to function as one, correct? And so we're going to take a few minutes, and we're going to look at how do we get into the body, and I'm going to tell you some intricate things, how God wants to use us in the body and what our functions are. And first is the placement in the body. How do I become part of the body of Christ? It's very simple. Asking Jesus into your heart, giving him full reign of your life, places you in the body of Christ. So if you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, he's your Lord and Savior, you are part of the body of Christ. So that's it. You're in. You are part of the body of Christ. So what is the position, your position in the body of Christ? Since every believer has been placed in the body of Christ by asking him into our hearts, how do we fit in? And we are part of a unit. We should be part of a whole, of a unit. Every single part is an essential part to the full function of a whole, so the whole body. The body is formed by many different believers from every walk of life. We have different cultures, we have rich, we have poor, we have middle class, you name it. And we really don't have a whole lot in common except for we've received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. So it would be safe to say that the body of Christ is a unified diversity. If you think about it, we're very diverse, but we're still one body. Every member of the body has to function where they need to be, where God has assigned them, in order for it to function properly. As it functions properly, then we do what we're supposed to do. God is glorified, and the word of his kingdom is spread throughout, so it's carried out. when I was doing this, I was thinking about how I could kind of convey what I was talking about in different parts. If you take a gas tank, a tire, a radiator hose, a steering wheel, and you place them all side by side, absolutely nothing would happen because they don't have anything in common except for the fact that they're part of a unit called a car, correct? But yet when the tank holds the gas and the tire is mounted on the wheel and it's put on the car and the hose carries the water where it's supposed to be and the steering wheel is attached, then it can function as a whole, as a unit. And when you get in it, it can take you where you need to go. Everything that is in it, if you think about it, has nothing in common whatsoever. But when you put it together, it becomes one and it can get you where it needs to go. So every single person here is part of that larger unit. Even though we are so different in a lot of ways, we're still part of that. And when we are together, blessings will follow that when we're together. And the other thing is every single believer is placed by God. It says it very clearly in verse 15 that they're placed by God. And a foot usually doesn't get the attention that a hand does. An ear doesn't get the attention that the eyes get. But just because the ear and just because the foot, they don't get the attention they think they deserve, doesn't mean that they should try to cut themselves off from the rest of the body, right? But here's the thing. Every part, if it were an eye, the body would be useless with anything but seeing, right? So if we were all eyes in the body of Christ, we're not going to go anywhere. All we're going to do is just look around. But see, God placed us exactly where he wants us to be. And it may not be a high-profile position. It may not be glamorous. And it may not even be where you really want to be. But if it pleases the Lord, then you're in the absolute right place. And so no matter where you're functioning in the body of Christ, remember that you were placed there in that exact spot by God. There's no greater knowledge to me than knowing that I am in the will of God. It's huge for me. And it's saying that I'm surrendering where I am to you, Jesus. I'm giving it to you. So use me. Even if I want to be doing something else, you know what? If this is where I'm supposed to be, then I'll do it to everything within my ability to make sure that I'm glorifying you. The thing is, it's God knows you best. He knows exactly where you need to be. When we do that, when we submit where we're supposed to be in the body of Christ, then, you know, we can make sure he's glorified and that the kingdom is advanced in the world. And that's our primary goal. That should be our primary goal. And so every single believer plays an important role. You know, the eye can't tell the hand that it doesn't need it. The eyes can't disconnect from the hand, because if the eyes disconnected from the hand, then the hand wouldn't be able to get the object that they desire. And the head can't tell the feet to get lost, because if we were just a foot, we would just be like a door prop or something. It takes every single part of the body to make sure that everything is being carried out just the way that it's supposed to be done. Are you with me? So whoever thinks of their liver, but if you take it away from the body, you're really going to think about your liver. Do you ever think about your toes? Unless I stump it or something. But I don't think about my toes. But you take away those toes, you know what? You take away the very balance of that body. It was funny because I was thinking about my thumbs. Oh my Lord, you take those for granted. So I was like trying to pick stuff up without my thumbs. It don't work. I might as well just pick stuff up with my toe, right? But if we remove one of those, our thumb or our toes or our liver, if we remove one of those, we feel the loss. When you sit down and to go somewhere in your automobile, do you think about, oh, my distributor cap, my radiator cap? I mean, you don't think about integral parts, but you know what? If one of those things don't work, you know it. You think about it. If your clutch don't work in your car, you don't think about it as long as it's working. But once it goes out, you're thinking, Jesus. The point of this is to teach us that every member, no matter how big, no matter how small, we are vital, we're essential to the operation of the body of Christ. Doesn't matter. No believer in this body should ever, ever tell a person that they are not important to the operation to the body of Christ. If you do, shame on you. They may not be where they are supposed to be, but you know what? If they're filling a void, by all means, maybe they're doing it wrong. But you know what? They're doing it. Nobody should ever think that they are not important, that they are not needed. No one of us should ever say, you know what? We don't need you. Because you know what? Every single member is vital. We are vital. There's no big I's and there's no little U's. There's only us, and we need each other to function. And preachers are, or pastors are usually the most visible people. We get blamed for everything, and we get credit when things are good. When people talk about a church, they talk about how good the pastor is, or how tough the pastor is, or how bad. However, we need to remember that even though the glory goes to that person or to God, everything is accomplished. But from a human standpoint, no one ever accomplishes anything by themselves. So when we consider the success of our church, it's the preacher that gets the public recognition, right? Usually. But for every preacher or pastor who got patted on the back for a job well done, there were dozens, I would say probably hundreds sometimes, of people on their knees praying for that person, for that church, for everything to go out as go as planned. And they are just as much important to the success of that church as that pastor. Whether you're a preacher, which is the one who gets to be seen usually, or if you're a knee, who is the person who is praying, no one person is more important than the other. We're all vitally important. Because you know what? If it were not for those people praying and doing things behind the scenes, we wouldn't be able to see that success. So we've got to do everything together. We have to work together as a whole. And we got to remember that. Because you know what? God keeps perfect records. He will balance the scales one day. There's going to be a lot of knees, ears, and feet that will receive more rewards than eyes, hands, and so on. He balances the scales, and he keeps record. So we talked about your placement in the body. How we get there is we accept Jesus, so that places us in the body. And then our position in the body, it's we all belong. We all have a vital part, and we're all important. So what is your purpose in the body of Christ? We all have different functions and different responsibilities in the body of Christ. But one thing we need to do is promote unity. When every member does their part and submit to what God is asking them to do and telling them to do, then the body of Christ will function peacefully and in unity. But see, sometimes we have way too many people who want to be the feet, or they want to be the hands, they want to be the eyes, or they want to be the ears, but they don't want to be what God has actually called them to be. And so when this happens, when we try to be something that we're not, the body becomes fractured. But imagine one day if you woke up and your whole body just decided to flip and your ear was here and your eye was there. You'd be a mess if it wasn't in the proper way, in the proper place. Then you'd be a mess. It's kind of like Mr. Potato Head. You know, you'd have an ear sticking out your head. But when you put it all together, then that's when peace and unity and success and all those blessings come from the Lord. The other thing we got to do is practice mutual care. Paul reminds us that we are a unit and we have responsibilities to each other. We have responsibilities to the ears. We have responsibilities to the eyes. We have responsibilities to the feet, the people that are praying behind the scenes. We have responsibility to each other. When another believer is hurting, we need to respond to that need. I mean, you don't ever take time to think of your fingers, really. I mean, they do stuff, but you slam those fingers in the door. You watch how your body reacts to that crisis. Then you think of your fingers, right? So when one of those less visible members gets into trouble, every single one of us, every one of us should respond. And here's the thing, you're not supposed to just respond to high-profile members. If Pastor Keith is in need, absolutely, we should pray for him. We should see what's going on. But if somebody that just walked through that door had the same problem or a problem, we are obligated as a body of Christ to reach out to that person just like we reach out to a pastor. And we're supposed to participate together in the activity of the body. So this carries it a little bit further. It's when a member hurts, it affects the entire body. When one is exalted, the entire body should be blessed by it. When everything functions as it should be, the body operates efficiently, accomplishes much. If the body does not function properly, you get problems. You get people talking about each other. There's a lot of backbiting going on. I do this better than she does. I know more than he does. I've been doing this a lot longer, so I should be out there in the front. I got way too much experience to be on the back row. Well, la-di-da. Because to Christ, you're not more important than somebody else. Because guess what? We're all equal. When we're together, we are a complete body. So you may not possess the same gifting as Pastor Keith or another position occupied by somebody else. I can't sing as good as Deb. So don't expect me to try to fight for her position. I'm not going to do it. I don't pray as well as somebody else. So I'm not going to say I'm a better intercessor. We shouldn't be trying to pick somebody off because we want their position. Not just in our church, but in the whole body of Christ. Because the body of Christ is not just us sitting here. It is the entire body of believers all over the world. We're just a minute little bitty teeny part of it. But if we can't get it together in our own body, then how effective are we going to be outside those doors? God gave you certain gifts. And you know what those giftings are. And if you don't know where your place is in the body of Christ, then you know what? Fill in somewhere. We beg people to be with the children church. Well, I don't like kids. Most people, well, some people do. Or I don't know how to deal with kids. Well, you know what? Learn. There's two people back there at all times. And I'm not plugging children's church. It just came on my mind. But ushering, come on. You're just passing the plate along. If that's not your gifting, then you know what? Fill in until you find your gifting, till you find where you belong. Getting with Karen, teaching media. You might find that you absolutely love media. You might be a record producer one day or something. I don't know. You may find that that is absolutely your calling if you step in there and decide, you know what? I'm just going to try this out. What's the harm in it? You're going to miss one Sunday every 2 months of being in here? But you know what? You're changing a lifetime for a child that is learning about the basics of Jesus. Until you can find your place, find a place. What'd I say? Until you can find your place, find a place.
Great words. Amen. Just in time for next week. We have Membership Sunday next week. If you have not joined the church, basically saying, I feel like God's called me to this body, and I want to use my gifts in this body. If you're already a member of the church, and you're saying, you know what, I really don't know what I'm supposed to do, see one of us, and we can maybe pray with you and find an area that God can use you. Amen? Ministry in churches can never be built on a person. So as we raised up pastors, I've got wonderful pastors, wonderful admin assistant, wonderful board. They support a lot of areas in the body. But we understand that it is an inverted pyramid. And we're at the bottom serving to the top. And a lot of you guys who are the feet and don't get seen a lot are the ones doing a lot of the footwork for us. You're telling people about us, and we know you are as important as we are. We are all equal. So thank you for the things that you do. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for your service, worship team. You guys, every week, up there singing, and you're there for practice. A lot goes into it. But if you say, you know what, I want to get more involved, please see me or one of the pastors, and we can help you get involved. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your body. The person to your left, the person to your right, the new people, the people who have been here for a long time, the young people, the people our age. I thank you for all who are here because we're all different, yet we bring an aspect to your body that's beautiful. It's a mosaic when it's together. All these little tiles are just put together, and when you see it from afar, you're like, now that's a masterpiece because your hand creates it. I pray for each person as we go forward that they're blessed, that they know you, and that we can minister you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll see you guys next week.